This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, Studio E of my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a public shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, also to our security officers and our U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody out there working to keep us free and safe on the Third Watch. Now, to everybody that is working right now, thanks for keeping America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the guys and gals that are out there on the highway right now. Also to our friends over at the United States Postal Service, the bulk mail haulers, as well as the great people that are working over doing the FedEx and the UPS job as well, hauling packages and things around. Now, don't forget, the suicide jockeys play a very important part in all this because they haul the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel. Without them, you might not have any petrol to go anywhere. And then there's our Amazon pals working the warehouse and working the drivers too, delivering. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And don't forget, you can also find us by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, check everything out that we have over there. Okay, joining us right now from just across the pond over here, south of the bay, is retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and he's also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
That's for you. The people are throngs out there giving you a round of applause. Okay, there we go. Thank you very much. Giving you a nice round of applause. So there you go.
Yeah, Captain, if it wasn't for that crew, I don't think this is what enables us not to tire, falter, or fail, just like George W. said.
You betcha. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty,
and justice for all.
And our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, so we always want you to remember those words, under God, which is in that pledge for a reason, and I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to figure out that reason, right, Colonel?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, some people say it's only been there about 100 years. It wasn't the original document. Well, it should have been. And our foundational principles include exactly what you said, which is exactly why with my homeschool co-op students. After we do the pledge before every class, I repeat exactly what you said, which is we say that because our nation is founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
You betcha. Now, we had some killer tornadoes last night. I hope anybody knows listening to us, but Oklahoma City, they had some people get killed there. They had tornadoes on the ground in parts of Kansas as well. So we certainly hope that everyone's okay. I haven't heard anything out of Kansas, so I hope everybody's okay. I hope.
Yeah, I've got kin that live in Topeka, and you know where the Indian name Topeka came from, right?
Yeah.
There was a Native American that lived in Kansas, a Plains Indian, and he had a hole in his moccasin. And he looked down, and he saw his big toe there, and he says, "Oh, Topeka." a little old man humor for you.
Topeka.
Yeah.
All right.
There you have it.
That's a good one. I'm glad you thought of that. Okay, well, you know, in the scheme of things, the grand scheme of things, unfortunately, we're sitting back, we're watching what transpired in Afghanistan, we're getting more bits and pieces of information. It's not good. It's not pretty. Now they're telling us they don't have any idea where the money's going that's been going to Afghanistan. We've actually been giving money to Afghanistan since we left.
Yeah, you know, that's the inspector general whose job is to look into those things. And, of course, we had that 12-page thing that came out from the administration, which, you know, a representative rightfully says, well, you can just tear this thing up. It's just useless. It's not even partial truth. It doesn't tell the whole thing. And of all things, right from the get-go in the first 100 days, that was one of the most things, and many other things have arisen. But, when the IG is not even able to get to the truth, and he cannot before Congress say that with any clarity that some of this money that's going over there that is not getting in the hands of the Taliban to do right. And, you know, we strongly suspect, and for good reason, that much of American taxpayer dollars are going to do ill against us and our allies in the world.
Well, they're definitely trying to kill the people that we left behind, that we didn't leave anybody behind, remember, but yet we still got several thousand people there, and they're telling us now it's just a few hundred. I don't believe that for a second. I think we do have several thousand people, allies and people that work with us and whatnot, that are hiding.
Well, if we had a convent with to do that, it may be like 175 folks that are Americans, and God, we left Americans behind. But there are thousands that we made a promise to.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruton. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and the right after this is to tell you that this segment of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan and their dealerships. Now, Moss Nissan has their flagship dealership in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, right there on the corner. And also, you can find Moss Nissan and Moss Acura side by side on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway. Now, whatever you do, check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, if you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, active or retired, and all church pastors, too, get a discount on the vehicles that you buy at Moss Nissan. So check them out, see what they have to say, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Tell us a little bit about that before we go on to our topic.
I will, Captain. Of course, we're not a charter affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are the conscience of the Republican Party. And we're chartered throughout counties in the state of Florida and in several groups of counties. And we are actually chartered under the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, which is also part of the National Republican Liberty Caucus. And we're proud to say that we are not just simply a group that meets and has dinner together. We actually influence and try to influence both election outcomes on behalf of constitutional conservatives, but also on behalf of those that once elected in our local and county governments, in our state governments, and the national government, to be beholden to we the people in a government of, by, and for the people.
Now, you and I were chatting last night in our little chat room that we have and going back and forth, and we were talking about some things, and you had something you wanted to talk about today, so go for it.
I just want to, this is actually a good news story on behalf of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee and Representative Jim Jordan, who I personally am a fan of, but a great American, a good man, a stalwart guy. But as you know, they've been trying to investigate, and in fact, he had a hearing in New York City this past week in which they were talking about, oh, guess who? The district attorney, Bragg, who's gotten a lot of national attention and to the dismay of even Democrats, is kind of a wayward person right there. But a federal judge, and we should point out that this particular federal district judge was appointed by President Trump, 45, but he rejected District Attorney Alvin Bragg's request a temporary restraining order to keep Mark Pomerantz, who's a former prosecutor, from testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. And then very quickly, Bragg tried to appeal and says, hey, we want to delay the testimony until appeal. And then the district judge, Mary Kay Viscasil, very quickly came out and says, nope, I'm going to deny that, saying that there's a valid legislative purpose in issuing the subpoena by Representative Jim Jordan on behalf of the United States House of the People's House to former prosecutor Mark Pomerantz. So that's a good story. You know, slowly but surely, we will peel back the onion on much of the bad stuff, and hopefully one day we'll hold folks accountable that are not just going against the will of the people, but that are, in fact, breaking the law in many cases in doing so.
Well, we can only hope so. We'll see what happens. Now,
hope springs eternal.
Yeah, now, there was something else that happened yesterday down there politically in your area. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan, representing Tampa's eastern suburbs, because he became the seventh congressman in the state to endorse former President Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, and Congressman Buchanan, he is my congressman. I'm in his district, or he's in my district, however you want to put it, which depending on your perspective. But yeah, and of course, that was just a week prior, of course, on Newsmax publicly. A fellow that you and I had met first in person, met with him to talk about Veterans Affairs, Congressman Greg Stube,
yep.
South down in down towards Charlotte Way, had also issued endorsement. So, yeah, there's going to be a race, and increasingly some people are suggesting, well, in light of this, that perhaps just maybe Governor Ron DeSantis will not step forward and announce, but I'm not so sure. I think he's got too much invested at this point, and there's too much is packed to that, so we'll see. It'll definitely be lively, but it definitely impacts, the way going forward. And so, hey, we'll never know. Maybe in August, by the time we have the first debate amongst those in the Republican Party that are vying for the Republican nomination for the 2024 presidential nomination, some of the waters will clear, but probably not. Probably not up until we have made our nominee. Will this be done with? It's going to be lively, and that's a good thing with the Republic. I don't lament it. It's good.
Well, we haven't seen all the players get into the mix yet, I don't believe. But I still do not believe that Ron DeSantis is going to get in because he's the governor, and he's got to finish his term. And if he doesn't finish his term, quite honestly, we're screwed.
Well, yeah, and there's a legal aspect to that, of course, because he's prevented while being a remaining governor in the state of Florida from putting forth that thing. So that's an outlier thing. But he's got until May to make his decision. So we're about 1 month away from hearing up or down. I don't know. I wouldn't put money on Vegas whether he would or would not. I'm not as certain as you on his decision, yay or nay, on that. But I do await it, and the decision is his, and he'll do it with good counsel, and a lot can happen in a month, so who knows.
Yeah, I got you on that one. We'll just wait and see, and cross our fingers and hope that our governor stays our governor, because he's in a much better position if he does, in my opinion. Russia is now accusing Ukraine of sabotaging the grain deal that Ukraine wanted to bring up again, and Russia now says, oh no, Ukraine sabotage.
Yeah, Russia's doing its best to take advantage of the intelligence leaks that we experienced in the United States of America, and that's why he chose that time to very publicly go and visit the troops and Russian troops in Ukraine and the non-Russian troops, the guns for hire, the mercenaries as well. And this is another part of that, because and that's what he does. He's part of the former KGB. He knows how to play media the story. He's been largely failing in that on the world stage, but he's making the most of it. So, yeah, okay. All right, Vladimir.
Now, Joe Biden, we know next week, we already know a week ahead where he's going to be. How about that? But we know that next week he's going to be huddling with his donors to talk about the 2024 election. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall in that room?
Oh, I would. And if, a lot of Democrats are hoping that when he goes into the room, they'll all have their pockets open, demonstrating that, hey, I got empty pockets here for you, Joe. Don't run, Joe. Don't run. Many of them are hoping that, and they won't say so publicly. Although some will actually come out and say it publicly. He's got a couple challengers for the nomination. So, yeah, that's very much like what we said a few minutes ago about waiting for May. The end of May, coming around to the 1st of June, is going to be a very on the political scene, and for the future of our country, actually, is going to be some red letter days, I do believe.
We haven't talked a lot about this because there hasn't been a lot of news for us to talk about, but semi-automatic rifles were banned in Washington State, and that legislation was signed by the governor.
Yeah, somewhere on the order of about 50 different types of weapons are, and we know this. And it's it'll be immediately challenged on a constitutional basis, as it should, because it is a clear violation of our right of self-defense. Who's surprised at what comes out of Washington State and California and New York anymore? I'm not. You're not. America is not. It is what it is. We're going to hope that over the next couple of years it becomes telling that this does not play in their favor. It may play to the far left progressives if they're rolled to, but it's not going nowhere.
Well, Colonel, I got to let you go, and I will be talking to you on Tuesday of next week. I may see you sooner. You never know, right?
All right, Captain. You have a great day.
Thank you, sir. All right. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And I'll be right back with more and Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update.
The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for answers by the Biden administration after a whistleblower at the Internal Revenue Service is stepping forward claiming the Biden administration is blocking Congress and the public from learning about the Biden family members' business deals with China. The whistleblower also alleges clear conflicts of interest in the investigation. The Oakland A's baseball club has announced they are focused on moving to Las Vegas and have purchased land for a new stadium. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, it's that time of the week when we talk to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two campuses, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right. And good morning, Mr. Bo.
Good morning.
And, whoop, I got to turn that down a little bit. Okay, there we go. All right. And you've been a very busy little camper here the last couple of weeks, haven't you?
Yeah. So, you know, we were up in Massachusetts for a little bit. Then we were in Chicago, the Aviation Technicians Education Council Conference. You know, we got, typical business going on over at our Clearwater, Florida campus, you know, our Concord, Mass campus. You know, we're always looking for, you know, new students to come into the building to, you know, get some of the good training that's going to get them started in a good career in the aviation maintenance technician field. And the airline industry and aviation in general is doing very well. So, you know, it's a good opportunity for people that are looking for new careers, looking to change careers. looking for something to do where they have a skill set that will, you know, last them a lifetime.
Now, I was somewhere yesterday or the day before, and I drove around behind the back of some airport hangars, and apparently it was the repair hangars, and I didn't realize it. And boy, there was a whole bunch of planes back there. And I mean, we were talking some major airlines. So are they parking their planes again?
I don't believe any airlines parking any planes. I know airlines are buying new airplanes. You know, they got massive orders out there right now buying new aircraft, retiring some of their old airframes. But you know, when air traffic goes up, and there's more people flying, and you're putting more cycles on an aircraft, the faster they come due for maintenance. So they could be in just getting routine maintenance, routine inspections. It's really hard to say exactly what may be going on with them. But if they're sitting behind, you know, a hangar out in front of hangars, it's usually because they're waiting to go into maintenance or being delivered out of maintenance to be put back into service. So it's just hard to say right now exactly what's going on with them, but there doesn't appear to be any kind of slowdown in air traffic. There's plenty of people still flying, and you know, obviously anybody that's bought a plane ticket here in the last, you know, month or two, you know, has seen a significant increase in the price of that ticket also.
Yep, and just like gasoline yesterday, it jumped to $3.75 a gallon here in the local area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I was able to save some money because of some of the deals I got going on with the fuel cards and whatnot. But the thing of it is still, I mean, $3.75 a gallon when just, I would say, 3 weeks ago, it was 3.25.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing how fast gas went up here in the Tampa Bay area. But, you know, unfortunately for those of us living here in Florida, you know, living here in the great state of Florida, and, you know, with Governor DeSantis, you know, the cost of living, you know, we're not immune to inflation here either. So, but, you know, when the price of fuel goes up, and the price of labor goes up, it drives the price of all goods and services. So, you know, the aviation industry is no different than any other industry. You know, when you have to pay people more to come to work, when you have to pay more for benefits, when you have to pay more for goods and services to maintain the aircraft, you know, the price of that airline ticket does go up. It's, you know, it's just the natural flow of cost for an operator and, you know, for individuals looking to buy plane tickets.
Well, I don't think it can be because of Mickey Mouse. I don't think Mickey Mouse is adding any more people into the mix over there, do you?
It doesn't sound like Disney is prepared to hire any new employees.
They're getting rid of 7,000 today.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know, the Disney Corporation is looking to lay off some people. And, you know, if they're looking for good career changes, you know, come see National Aviation Academy, you know, see if we're the right fit for you.
So,
and see if the aviation industry may be a spot for you to land.
So I got a question for you from somebody that I ran into this week, and they wanted to know, they wanted me to ask you whether or not they could, when people get certified, they're mm-hmm. going to be offered jobs, right?
Sure.
Do those jobs usually entail being here in the local area, or out of the local area, or is there no difference?
So, you know, what we try to stress upon our students at National Aviation Academy is being flexible in location is key to having, you know, the most opportunity in the aviation industry. You know, a lot of people want to stay in the Tampa Bay area, you know, for example. Historically, it's a very, very difficult area to stay in if you're in the aviation industry. So if you're flexible, you're willing to move, there's great opportunity out there across the United States with major air carriers. You know, so you know, make sure you're flexible. And I would say that's probably the same with almost any industry. The more flexible you are, the more opportunities are available out there to you. And the aviation industry is no different. You know, everybody wants to stay in Florida, but unfortunately, like everywhere else, there's only so many jobs. And when everybody in the industry is trying to get to one particular location, the more flexible you are, the more opportunity you have.
A lot of Californians A lot of Arizonas, a lot of New Mexicos, a lot of Texas, a lot of Georgia, a lot of, well, right across the Gulf, over into Florida. A lot of people working in those areas, and that seems to be where I'm noticing a lot of, well, it's where the new airlines have sprung up. Some of the new airlines that are out there, it's where they've sprung up.
Sure, and you know, those opportunities across the southeast United States, you know, the south, the Midwest, but, you know, the all major air carriers, you know, that have hubs in the north, the northern part of the Midwest, places like that, you know, those are the areas that there's a lot of opportunity right there for individuals getting into the industry. You know, Chicago, O'Hare, Minneapolis, St. Paul, you want to get out to Colorado, Chicago, Boston, Logan, you know, LaGuardia, places like that, they're always looking for maintenance technicians. They're all looking for employees up in those areas. So, again, flexibility being, you know, having the attitude that you're willing to go somewhere, stay for a year, two, three, build some seniority, and then maybe you can bid out to another location, or, you know, maybe you find a job with a different air carrier or a different employer that's in an area that you're really looking to go to. But you got to be flexible in the industry. You know, if you want to maximize your opportunity, you have to be flexible.
Now, are there large private companies that hire mechanics as well, certified?
Sure. You know, everybody knows about all the major air carriers, all the major manufacturers, Boeing, Lockheed, Embraer, you know, Airbus. But there are, you know, very, very large, what's referred to as third-party MRO, maintenance, repair, and overhaul facilities, you know, under Part 145 of the Federal Aviation Regulation that provide third-party maintenance to the airline industry. You know, and quite honestly, the airlines themselves cannot maintain all their own aircraft, so a certain portion of their maintenance is outsourced to those third-party maintenance providers, and so there's opportunity in those areas also. You know, of course, depending on who you work for, you know, your benefits, you know, differ from employer to employer. You know, major air carriers, regional air carriers, they have flight benefits, a whole host of different kinds of benefits. The big MROs, you know, it's like working for a regular employer. You know, you get the typical health benefits and things like that. So depending on where you want to be in the country, what you're really interested in, you know, there's opportunity out there, and you have to explore all those different opportunities. You know, really, you know, what I believe is a really good job may not be the same as what somebody else believes is a really good job. It's all personal preference. You know, what we're all trying to get out of the industry or out of our careers on a personal aspect. So, you know, individuality and what you're looking for and what success means to you, you know, and the opportunity that's in front of you, that's what's important.
Well, here comes the music, so we'll have to continue this on the other side of the music. I'm with Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. Go look them up on the web, NAA.edu. Consider yourself fortunate to be able to have an opportunity to have a big career with a great company. Compliments of the training you'll get at National Aviation.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More comments.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been with us ever since the show started, and we want to thank them so much for being there all that time. It's a deeply appreciated and not without a recognition on my part to you guys, and thanking you so very much. Now, all their blinds, their shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, which is very important because they bring out quality, high-quality equipment and products. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area only, so they're very specific about where they go. Now, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or see what it is that they have when you stop by the store yourself. So, again, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, right there in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All right, back to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Hey, Bo.
Good morning.
We were talking about where people can actually go and work. And I know that they have, in the gasoline business, they have something called zoning, where the higher the income, the higher the price. And I also know that in your industry, as well as aviation in general, they have the same type of policy, where if you go to, say, Los Angeles, California, where it costs you twice as much to live as it does in Florida, they're going to pay you more money as a result, correct?
Sure, sure. You know, all the companies out there have realized that they have to pay more money. You know, for example, San Francisco, you're probably going to get paid significantly more than you would, you know, if you're in, you know, somewhere in Texas or somewhere in the Midwest. You know, but, you know, again, a lot of that pay is starting to level out right now because, you know, across the nation, and inflation has taken hold on everybody. You know, one here in the state of Florida, you know, it's a great place to live, but you know, the Tampa Bay area, you know, from what people have said, statistically has the highest inflation rate in the country here in the Tampa Bay area. So, you know, nobody's immune to inflation right now, but the opportunity out there to have a good career, to make a good living, depending on where you want to go, you know, definitely the aviation industry is something for you to look into. You know, I have not personally seen the hiring at the level that it's at currently right now and, you know, has been at for about the last 12 months. And also, the industry, like all industries, needs people to replace those individuals that are retiring. And we're going to need a significant amount of people in the aviation industry over the next, you know, 5, 10 to 15 years to replace those individuals that are retiring out of the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is that I've had people ask me that have been in the military, what if I want to continue my career? I was a lineman, a crewman, whatever, sure, part of a flight crew. They weren't necessarily a mechanic, but let's say they worked on tires or they worked on electrical in an aircraft. They want to know how difficult it would be for them to get certified.
No, it's fairly simple. You know, veterans leaving the military, if you're an aviation maintenance technician or not, you know, you have very, very good benefits, especially when it comes to education. You know, look into the different industries. If you're an aircraft maintenance technician in the military, depending on what your MOS was, depending on how many years of service you have, you may be able to get what's referred to as credible experience, and that'll basically get you the authorization. If you meet the requirements, it can get you the authorization for you to just go take your FAA required test, written orals and practicals. If you cannot get credible experience, then you can look into a maintenance training school like National Aviation Academy, and you know there's possibly some transfer credit stuff that you can get there. You know, utilize your GI Bill benefits if you choose to attend one of those institutions. Remember, there's roughly 190 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country, so there's probably one close to you. National Aviation Academy has two locations, one here in Clearwater, Florida, and one up in Concord, Mass. But like I've always said, you know, every time we talk about this, the individual that's looking for an education institution, make sure that education institution is meeting your expectations. Make sure it's the right fit for you. Make a well-thought-out decision of where you go and utilize your benefits as a veteran. And make sure you clearly understand your benefits also. You know, National Aviation Academy is here to help support, and you know, it's just one of the many options out there to you. You know, we believe we deliver a good product. We believe that we can get you started in the aviation industry, but there are many other institutions out there that may be a better fit for you. So, you know, compare us to the other institutions and make a well thought out decision.
Now, the other thing that I know is there's quite a bit of camaraderie over there. Now, you guys all wear uniforms too, right?
Yes. We have uniforms for our students. You know, we have some very, very good services for our current active students and for our alumni students. You know, it's a unique environment. It's you know, the aviation industry in general has camaraderie, similar to the military. So if you're looking for something like that, the camaraderie in the aviation industry is very similar to what you could experience in military life. It's probably the closest thing in my civilian experience as to being in the military, because, you know, a lot of us do have the same common goals, and you know, really, when you're in the hangar work maintaining an aircraft, you know, the goal is to produce, you know, safe, reliable products, and, you know, make sure we're doing the best job we possibly can safely and efficiently, and getting, you know, the flying public from point A to point B safely.
Well, Mr. Bo, you take it easy. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and I look forward to talking to you again. And we want a full report on how things are going out there, because I meet a lot of the young people that are going to school over there in my travels, and I'm always impressed by how bright they are.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And, folks, we got a little treat for you, because get ready, because here he comes, the man, the myth, the legend.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say Mayor Castor's running a great job and doing a great job for the building department and the citizens of the city of Tampa. Unlike Hillsborough County and the county commission, y'all need to step up your game. We're paying millions of dollars in taxes, and the building department needs to, and the site review is a disgrace. It's a joke with the money we're paying. Let's get down to business with Donald Trump. Bragg, you can drop your case, because you're wasting taxpayer money. And I know you're getting your money from Soros, which is another disgrace, okay? You're trying to shake down Donald Trump. Donald Trump has paid more taxes, built more skyscrapers, fixed Roman Link when Mayor Ed Koch couldn't do it, okay? And by the way, we don't need to give Joe Biden any money to do construction, because he doesn't know a doggone thing about construction, okay? He's trying to pay off his Democrat crony friends. By the way, when they play the race call, okay, when they say racist, let me ask all you blacks out there. I call my blacks in the Bronx. Do you think Joe Biden cares about you? Do you think Joe Biden gives a rip about you while he's making a fortune? Donald Trump cares. Donald Trump is worth $6 billion. How are you going to buy him off? What are you going to do? You can't, okay? Joe Biden ain't got no money. So they're buying him off left and right, selling out the American people. Let me say something about Jesus. By the way, when you read the Bible, 3 John, the second verse, beloved, above all things, I wish you be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers, okay? I mean, can you do something for somebody else? Jesus does something for you. Nothing leaves Jesus' hand, who has all the money, by the way. All the gold and all the silver is his, okay? Nothing leaves his hand until something leaves your hand. I hope you're standing up for Jesus. I hope you're putting your faith, your trust, your money, your cash, your credit in your local church so Jesus can bless you and your family. God bless you, Captain. Let's go. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, that's Todd in Tampa, and fired up and ready to go this morning. He doesn't need any coffee. He's already had it. I'll be back tonight, everybody. Hope you have a great day doing whatever it is you're doing. I might be riding around saying hello to some people today. We'll see. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. They work for us. I'll see you tonight.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.